1 month ago today, Gavin Newsom succeeded Jerry Brown as California governor. Both are Bay Area Democrats from politically connected families. But in style and substance, Newsom is proving to be a very different governor than Brown, at least the second Governor Jerry Brown. Cap Radio's Ben Adler reports for our California Dream Project.
If you're doubting the start of a new era in California politics, just check out Gavin Newsom's January state budget presentation.
I, unlike the previous administration, may spend a little bit more time on this than you want. So just warning you, full disclosure, this is something I really enjoy.
He then proceeded to talk about his budget for the next 2 hours. And while Jerry Brown would propose his spending plans in the state capitol's media room with low-tech poster boards,
I will mention our nice charts here. As you see,
Newsom invited a couple hundred people to an auditorium with PowerPoint slides.
They will punctuate some of the fundamental points we want to advance.
The substance of their proposals was very different, too, as Democratic Senate leader Tony Atkins noted at a recent Public Policy Institute of California event.
Jerry Brown proposed a budget and he only wanted a few things. Gavin's thrown everything out there.
And that's a fundamental difference between the two men, says Dan Newman, a senior campaign aide to both governors. Brown, he says,
was more willing to let certain subjects wait for another day or another governor.
While Newsom
tends to swing at every pitch. He is genetically unable to say something is too hard or too politically fraught.
And so Newsom packed ideas from his campaign's 30 policy teams into his very first budget.
I know it's rote and cliche to say it's a reflection of our values, but it is a reflection of our values.
Well, Brown bristled at a question in our Capitol Public Radio exit interview last December when I asked him about issues he chose to avoid.
So the basis of your questioning is that I should be on every topic all the time. And that's not management. That's helter-skelter.
To Bill Whalen at Stanford's Hoover Institution,
they're about as different as their respective hairstyles.
Brown is 80 and bald. Newsom is 51 and has a full head of slicked back hair. Whalen says Newsom is more visibly energetic than Brown.
I'm not suggesting in the least that Jerry Brown sat in his office and did nothing but play Fortnite. He was a very busy governor, but doing a lot of things behind the scenes.
Newsom, on the other hand, has already held a bunch of public events around the state.
He enjoys being visible, and that's going to be his style.
They also speak very differently. Neither of them sound particularly like normal people. Brown, with his Latin proverbs.
Nemo dot non habet.
And Newsom with what Whalen calls Bay Area cool speak.
Broad strokes around land use fiscalization, quite literally, not figuratively.
If you're looking for similarities, USC political analyst Sherry Bebich Jeffy says you might be better off comparing Newsom to Brown during his first governorship in the 1970s and 80s.
He's grasping as Jerry Brown 1.0 did, and Jerry Brown 2.0 did not do. He's grasping big issues. He has a very heavy, broad agenda.
Brown governed differently his second time around. He said he'd learned to be more focused. Newsom is well aware of that. And yet, as he said on the campaign trail last fall,
Jerry Brown was the right person at the right time. We're at a different time in our state's history, or a different time in our nation's history. And I think we're very well equipped to take the baton and build on that legacy.
And that, at least, is one character trait that both governors share: confidence. Ben Adler, Cap Radio News.